Happy Saturday, everyone, and welcome to the good news. This is Jefferson Weaver from ColumbusCountyNews.com with some of the lighter stories from our community, but things are still important that you need to know about. It is almost back to school time, but you've still got time to catch a school safety presentation, hang out at the museum, pick up some supplies, and still have plenty of fun. You can also donate some food to kids in Columbus County who need help. We got a whole lot going on, and let's get right into it. ICCC will host a backpack drive today from 10 until 6 at Nolan Park in Wyville. There'll be free food and drinks, activities for the kids, DJ C Nice, and more. Call 910-770-8633. Today is the first Saturday market and the fishing contest on the Riverwalk at Fair Bluff. Boat or bank fishing is welcome. Now, you need to register for 8 a.m. at the stage. You can still go fishing if you don't make registration in time. Weigh-in is at noon. There's no charge. Plus, you can enjoy all the vendors at the first Saturday market on Riverside Drive. Coming up Tuesday, Whiteville and Chadburn Police Departments, along with the Sheriff's Office, are going to host National Night Out. Whiteville and the CCSO will hold their event from 6 to 8:30 p.m. in the Whiteville City Hall parking lot. Chadburn PD and other first responders will hang out with residents at the Strawberry Event Field from 6 until 8. National Night Out is a free community building campaign designed to build partnerships and neighborhood camaraderie. Columbus County Health Department is going to host a back-to-school celebration from 1 to 4 on August 8th. The afternoon will include games, prizes, free school supplies, and health information for the whole family. Health Department is located at 304 Jefferson Street in Whiteville. There's a whole lot more going on. We'll be right back with more of the good news.
Hey, Tony, where do you want to go for lunch today?
I don't know. I'm tired of the same old burgers and hot dogs. We need to have something different.
I know. Let's go to Zico's Italian Restaurant.
Hungry? Don't want to cook, but you want some great food? Call Zico's Italian Restaurant in Whiteville. Lunch or dinner. Dine-in, delivery, or takeout. For delivery, call 640-3222. Zico's Italian Restaurant, 1306 South Massa Street, Whiteville. Call ahead to order, 640-3222.
This is Jefferson Weaver with ColumbusCountyNews.com. We bring you the local news you need and want at no cost to you. Public safety, government news, stories about folks you know, commentary, investigative stories, little kids with big fish. At ColumbusCountyNews.com, we have you covered. Go to our website and sign up for our new daily email newsletter, too. For ColumbusCountyNews.com, this is Jefferson Weaver. Welcome back to the good news, everyone. This is Jefferson Weaver from ColumbusCountyNews.com with some of the good news going on in our community, and we've got some names in the good news today. Hallsboro and Chadburn United Methodist Churches recently received the Taylor Award for Outstanding Mission Engagement. That was awarded at this week's annual North Carolina Conference. The special recognition celebrates the congregation's commitment to serving the community. In this case, it was especially Hallsboro Elementary and Chadburn Elementary. Whiteville High School coach Serena K. Smith is celebrating a big honor this week. Smith has been selected as the East Girls Head Coach for the prestigious NCCA East-West All-Star Games. The Wolfpack and cheerleaders will be cheering her on as she leads some of the top talent in the state. We are proud to welcome Laura Elizabeth Norton to the CCN family. Many of you know her as the unofficial mayor of Hallsboro. I've always considered her kind of the queen of Hallsboro myself. Miss Laura has joined us as an advertising account representative. You'll be seeing her smiling face coming into your business very soon. Folks are invited to join the Museum of Natural Sciences at Whiteville on August 9th from 2 until 4 p.m. for studying dragonflies with 10,000 of my closest friends. You can learn how Chris Goforth, head of the Collaborative Sciences, has explored dragonfly behaviors through her citizen science project. After the presentation, stay for an activity about a different kind of flying insect, the moth. Mock Moth Night will show you how to create your own moth observation kit. The event is free to attend. The museum is located at 415 South Madison Street in downtown Whiteville. Call 910-788-5100 for more information. The Columbus County Farmers Market is the place to be every weekend in Whiteville. Now, coming up on August 9th is Back to School Day. September 13th is Honey Day. September 27th is the Fall Harvest Festival. And there's all kinds of stuff going on out there at the market all the time. You don't have to have a special occasion. The market is open from 8 a.m. until 1 p.m. at 132 Government Complex Drive in North Whiteville.
To find out about all the vendors and produce for sale, visit their Facebook page. That's the Columbus County Community Farmers Market. Ace Columbus Junior Senior High will have their open house on August 21st from 5 to 7 p.m. There'll be a parent meeting for grades 7 to 12 in the auditorium at 6 p.m. The school, of course, is located at 32 Gator Lane at Lake Waccamaw. Columbus Baptist Association will have their kickoff Backpack Buddies packing party on Monday, August 18th at 6:30 p.m. Now, things are different this year, folks. Funding for the ministry has been drastically reduced. If you'd like to donate, you can send checks made payable to the CBA with Backpack written on the memo line. Send them to 208 South Thompson Street, Wyville, 28472. Collections can also be dropped off at the CBA office from Monday through Wednesday, 8:30 a.m. until 4:30 p.m. The second annual Jesselyn Ray Batten Walk to Remember will be on September 27th at 10 a.m. at Coastal Family Urgent Care. That's located at 310 Liberty Street in Wyville. There will be vendors, food trucks, fellowship, a memory walk, and t-shirts for sale. All proceeds from the event go to breast cancer screenings for uninsured women. Last year, the charity raised enough money for 13 mammograms and 3 diagnostic mammograms and ultrasounds. Sign-ups for screenings will also be available on-site. For more information, call 910-317-5550. Remember to check out the good news throughout the week because things are always changing, folks. We're always finding out more that's going on. We want to hear about all the great things happening around you. Church news, civic club news, anniversaries, birthday parties, awards, little kids with big fish, your neighbors doing big things for other folks. If it's important to you, it's important to the good news. You can just email us at thegoodnews@columbuscountynews.com or crystalfaircloth at columbuscountynews.com. Call us at 910-914-6056 or just drop by our office at 1015 South Madison Street in Wyville. If the blinds are open, we're open for business, and we always love this. For ColumbusCountyNews.com, this is Jefferson Weaver. Thank you for sharing the good news.